I've worked in many of the theaters here in Baltimore, but I also got to work in the film, several of the films here in Baltimore. And I use one experience to teach my students at the School for the Arts. I teach in the theater department. I teach actors. I teach them storytelling and dance. And every now and then, you get some students that think that all you need to be able to do is just act or just, you know, be so good that you don't have to follow directions or anything like that. They have no experience in working with directors. And I try to explain to them that each time you work in the theater or you work in film or television, you are going to be dealing with a different director. And they all have their personalities. So when I was asked to audition for and received a part in the HBO series, The Corner, the director was Charles Dutton, an actor himself, and a very, what shall we say, a very manly man. Big, manly. Some might want to say macho. Had bodyguards, and they were manly men, too. So, The Corner, if you don't know about it, was a six-episode series about a family here in Baltimore that were all addicted to cocaine and drugs, based on real stories, based on a real family. I even met the daughter of the woman that I played. The woman that I played was named Bunchy. I walk on the street sometimes and people still say, "Hey, Bunchy." I was like, "Oh." She was addicted to coke. And the director, Charles Dutton, said his description for her helping me to play her was that she is a sour woman. Sour. No money, no man, addicted, poor health, etc. And Mr. Dutton wanted every episode to come off almost like it was a documentary. Yes, we were all actors, but he wanted it to be so realistic that it would almost seem like a documentary. I remember the first day that we came out, I came out, the leading lady was Candy Alexander, and I was to be her sister. And so we went into the makeup trailer, and they didn't put too much makeup on us, and they just put sort of average-looking clothes. And so we walked down to the set, and Mr. Dutton said, "Go back. This, you look way too good and healthy and whatnot." So they sent us back, and they had to put all this grit in our teeth and stuff in our hair and bags under our eyes and stuff under your fingernails, and they put some really raggedy-looking clothes on us. And we came back, and so that was acceptable. So this particular day, we had been working since about 6 or 7 in the morning, and we worked right on the streets of Baltimore where some of these corners were. We're over there on 21st Street and whatnot. Long day. We had done several different scenes. And then it finally got to be about 6 o'clock that evening, and he still wanted to get in one more scene, and he wanted to get in this scene before the sun went down so he didn't have to bring in all this extra lighting. So, okay, we're going to do this scene. Now, mind you, there's no audience, but there's all these manly men, the crew, and the cameraman, and the grip, and the electric guys. You know, we've been here all day. So the scene was, this is one of the scenes where I actually got the focus, and the scene was to be me coming into the doorway, taking out a pack of cigarettes, tapping out a cigarette, putting it in my mouth, lighting it, then go sit down on the stoop next to my sister and say my lines. I am not a smoker, but I am an actor. So they gave me these cigarettes. They're, what do they call them? Make-believe cigarettes? Herbal, whatever it is. Okay, first take. Click. Take one. I come into the doorway. I take out the pack of cigarettes and I tap, tap, and the cigarette falls on the ground. Cut! So we have to go back, pick up the cigarette, put it back in the pocket. Take two. I come into the doorway, take out the pack of cigarettes, tap out a cigarette, get it to my lips, and it falls on the ground. Cut! Now, before I go on, let me tell you, Mr. Dutton said, we cannot go over budget, and if for some reason we do go over budget, it cannot be the actor's fault. If it's going to be the fault of anything, it cannot be the actor's fault. So the bottom line was that, you know, we needed to get this scene done before the sun goes down so they don't have to bring out the lights and take more time and set it up. Okay. Okay, so here we go to take three. Take out the cigarette. Pluck it out. Put it in my mouth. Try to take a puff when I go to step down. The cigarette falls. Cut! By this time, I'm just really not quite mortified, but almost there. So I really needed to get this together and do this. You know, the sun is slowly going down. So one more time, take out the cigarette, the pack, tap it out, get it in, light it. I go sit down, and I finally sit on the stoop. I take a puff, and then I go to say my lines, and the cigarette falls. And all of a sudden, this booming voice, Bunchy! Smoke the cigarette! I wanted to cry. I mean, the little girl in me was just so humiliated. All these men, the actress sitting there, and I was just like, please just let me get this. Just let me get this right. How difficult could it be? And so one more time, they hit the slate. I stand in the door, you know, looking addicted or whatever. Tap the cigarette out. Tap the cigarette out. Put it in my mouth. Light it. Take a drag. Go sit down on the steps. Take another drag. Say my lines. Take another drag. And we finished the scene, and it was done. And we didn't have to bring out more lights. But I sat there, and they all packed up, and they're ready to go. And then Candy just said to me, she said, don't even worry about it. Don't even let it bother you. But I was fully mortified. So I use that story to tell my students, don't think you just have it all. You know, maybe you're good at this, or you can say your lines. But by the time you get it all together, and you have to follow directions, and you may get embarrassed or humiliated or ready to cry. And you cannot. I wasn't going to cry in front of these manly men just because I couldn't smoke the cigarette. But just to let them know that, you know, be ready for anything. Be ready to suck it up when you are ready to cry. And smoke the cigarette.